What's up, people? This is Perigo, the show in which you talk stuff about stuff and like news, I don't know, something fun and crazy. And I'm your host, Perigo.
And I'm your host, Claudia.
Hello, Claudia. What's up?
Hello. Everything is great or a little bit good. I don't know, maybe normal, but still interesting.
You just came from great to something normal. Okay, awesome.
It's mixed feeling.
Mixed ADHD.
Yeah, in real life.
Yeah. Online.
How is your week?
It was great. A couple of sunny days. Yeah, that was awesome. And I think that as we are getting close to the spring, we will see here much more these days. And I'm really happy about that.
Cool. We have a great weather too. It's almost summer. I don't know. Today I'm walking in the forest and I saw a lot of people wearing just t-shirts and shorts.
Okay.
And even me, I was in my Crocs, not Birkenstock. Birkenstock, yeah. Is winter footwear. And today I was in Crocs. It was pretty summer.
Okay, there is no step back, so we just from this day on it's just Crocs.
Maybe.
Awesome.
Or
awesome.
Just without footwear.
Barefoot. Okay, this is
kind of.
This is sad.
Yeah.
I hope you won't be doing that. Well, before we start, I want to say a couple of updates, I guess. First of all, we have our show on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes. So all episodes available there. Also, I figure out how to make chapters on Spotify. Yes. Mm-hmm. So you can go there and you will see like the first chapter, the section about takes and marshmallow. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so you just can skip. And yeah, we have 3 chapters, by the way. And as we know, not all our listeners know that. So yeah, you can just skip this long part and just go to takes and marshmallow, because this is much more shorter and I guess funnier. But yeah, but don't skip, please. Don't skip.
Yeah, because in the first part, in the first chapter, we talk a lot about our thoughts. And you can know us better in that part.
Yes. And then like scam our families or ourselves because you just know everything about us.
Or you can know a lot about technology and new, devices and something like that in the first chapter too.
Yes. Yes. So anyway, Claudia,
please stay with us.
Don't go. We need you. And yeah, what's on your mind, Claudia?
Okay, actually this week I want to talk about work and I don't know how to find work or job at these times, hard times, I don't know, or just cool times. And actually I never tried to, I don't know, find a job. It always find me.
Lol.
Yeah, and I think maybe there was few times that I really send my CV to someone, to another company, but yeah, it was, I think, 2 times in whole my life, like to one person, one company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm pretty old.
Did you get a job?
No. But actually, at that time, I already had a job, but I want to, I don't know, not to try something new, just, I did not want to change my job. I just want to try new process, just to check how it works, apply to another company.
And they rejected you and you didn't like that.
The person did not answer me at all. And I'm like, hey, I have so many ideas and this is my CV and maybe we can talk. And there were nothing. And company, they, we have some conversation. Yeah, we had some conversation, but there are no, there was no future. No chance to
to you were just super different. Yeah.
yeah, but now I kind of feel more I don't know, confidence, and maybe I need to find something new, but it's for me it's really hard because I'm not really ready to work on somewhere.
Like really like do real work, okay.
No, no, I mean like something permanent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to work somewhere like permanent, like have a real job,
like with, a contract.
Yeah, like a contract.
You want
like
a project? Some
project. Yeah, I project want job. A project. Yeah, just like the real project for the specific time, for the few months or just few weeks, or we have like some, I don't know. But or I can make my own project, like new one. It's not a real job with the contract and boss and a team and colleagues, like, and no one can give me a tasks, only me. You know? Yeah, and because of this I really have a lot of struggles with this process, like how to find connection with, I don't know, another company or another team, or what I can do for other companies or, I don't know, startups, or I can come up, can I come up with my idea and project for another people, or I can't, I don't know. Are they really interested in it, or they just skip it? It's really hard to understand how it should work. But I really need something like this, because this year we already talked that I really want to work on my life. And I have a huge plan and all this Notion board, and a lot of spheres and interests, and a lot of activities, a lot of tasks in different sphere of my life. Yeah, and actually work, network, and money is really important stuff in this my plan. And also I decided to start education in this year, a new education. I know to, I need more money for my everyday life just to pay for my school. And yeah, and also I need new emotions and, I don't know, experience, and yeah, and new ways to, I don't know, new puzzles of my picture. You know,
how many years do you work with your like with people that you work right now? Like you've been working for like 10 years or 20?
No. But now I work in a team on a project that we started 3 years ago. But and it's our project. We like co-founders of this project, this business.
OpenAI.
Yeah, it's me. Sam Altman, it's me. You know? Even he has a husband, yeah?
Yes. Congrats, by the way.
Still. Yeah. But before this project, we already worked together, but I worked in just ordinary worker of their companies of the, but also before this business, I had my own agency for 2 years, and I work with different people, not only with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, for me, it was pretty comfortable to work only with these two people, my co-founders, my friends. And I really love them still, and they are great. But I think that I need something new, and I need new energy, new ideas. And right now our work works good, and we have enough time to new project. Do not stop our business, do not close it, but also can try something new. And for me, it's education and school, and maybe some foreign projects and companies, and I don't know, just art collaboration and something. It's yeah, but I can't understand how this market works and how I can find something not in my circle, because
we have our podcast, Claudia. You can just plug your CV here.
Hello, my name is Claudia. I'm pretty great person and also talented art director. Yeah, it works.
Yes.
Okay, please DM me.
Mute your phone, because you already like should get calls.
Yeah, okay. Because through all of my life, all projects, all clients, all jobs comes to me from people that I already know. Mm-hmm. Like they know me, and because of this, they ask me to, I don't know, to do something. And right, even now, I still can do something like this. I have a lot of friends or just people, I don't know, and I can ask them, maybe we can work together on this project, this idea, and blah, blah, blah. But I need something new. I need new people, new energy, new directions, new something new. And yeah, and I think new markets, new audience, it's hard to understand, even for me. But I know that you right now in kind of the same project.
Not good.
Okay. Okay. But I know that a lot of my friends right now actually try to find a job, like a real job, not like me. They really want to find a real job. Some of them really want to change their sphere or field or something. And it sounds really hard. And I already know that for now, the normal timeline of searching the job is like 4-6 months, and it sounds crazy for me actually, and I'm like, wow, what are you doing during these 6 months? Just, I don't know, surfing through the internet.
Through the ocean.
Through the ocean. Yeah, but it's not not enough. And I don't know how people live their lives when they need to think about where they can work or just earn money. And a lot of my friends right now have like 2 or 3 jobs in the same time, like completely different projects. For example, they have a business which kind of work without them, but it's kind of business. And also they have a offline job, not super high quality job or something. And also they
can you give an example, what does it mean, not high quality job, like a taxi driver?
Yeah, a dog walker, babysitter, a delivery person.
Okay. I would really like to know who is this person who has his own kind of business, and also he walks like dogs. I don't know.
It's a secret.
It's a secret. Okay.
Can talk. Yeah, we can talk about this.
But this person exists, like, yeah? It's not just you came up with this.
Yeah, but it's... there are some details. It's not just a, like, super normal business with... it depends.
Okay, it's not a business. Yeah. I understood.
It's no, not a business. It's a business. It may be, like... It's a lot of details.
Is it only fans?
So, no.
It must be only fans, Claudia.
I already know that there are the special platform, like marketplace, only for food photos. It's like only fans, but only for people who are ready to sell their feet photos, and only for people who want to buy food photos. And I'm like, is it only fans? And they're like, no.
Oh,
something special.
Like legs, feet.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. I just like thought you said food. Yeah, I thought it's like food.
Like food.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like, man. Jesus Christ. Yeah. Feet photos are online... nice.
Yeah, but online, we have so many opportunities to earn money online. Right now, because there are
you and
so
me or
many
people in general?
People in general.
Okay.
Every person who has online something. Like access
online
to internet. Yeah, people who hasn't access to the internet, they can't earn money online because they offline. Literally.
Okay, let's
yeah,
return
but I mean, yeah,
to your friend who has business and who walks dogs.
Some of them just likes dog and also have some money for this, just like extra money.
Okay.
Because their business money, it's not enough because all of them live in the different places and some of these places really expensive, you know?
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, and I don't know. I think it's in general that all this mix activities, like during the morning you are a student, during the day you are a startup girl, and during the night you are, I don't know, the copywriter for Indian market. It's it sounds like not normal. It's not normal, actually. But in general, I had a lot of examples that people really live like that right now. Because, for example, they in the process of finding the full-time job, and it's more than 6 months in their situation. And they're like, okay, for now I can do something extra. Or they can't afford their life. And in TikTok, in Instagram Reels, I saw a lot of content about millennials who like, we can't afford nothing. We can buy a house. We can't be, I don't know, 100% confident in our financial situation. Yeah, and I'm like, why? It's not normal. Why people who younger is way more successful? Why people who older, they had another situation before the crisis, before the, I don't know, something, before inflation, or I don't know, before the house crisis, or and I think people of my age, my people, people of my age, they live so messy lives, and I do not want to be a part of it. But maybe I'm already a part of it, and I really can understand how my ideas of, I don't know, of how to earn new money, how to earn new ways. Yeah, I mean, I really want old money or be a Nepo baby or something, but no.
Be what baby?
Nepo. I edit in our short notes.
Okay.
It's like children of famous people or people who earn a lot of money, like kind of privileged child of successful parents.
Okay, you
and
wanna,
they already have a lot.
You wanna the easy way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm good in it. I can't.
You're good at spending money.
Yeah. was just own the money.
Okay. No, it's
so
I'm good so, at yeah, owning and money. You okay? You good at spending money?
Okay. Okay. So I mean that for example, I really want to do more art in my life, and in future I want to earn money by doing some art. But now I'm on the beginning of this process, and
which is basically like doing money by doing nothing, right? Because art, mm-hmm. doing money by doing nothing, because mm-hmm. like art, it's what is art? Money. Yeah, just
the, yeah. Yes. But now I'm not the professional in any art, but I'm super talented and I'm super creative. But for me, it's really hard to make a full structure and full system of my art career for now, because I'm on the beginning of this way. And for example, I'm ready to be an helper or just assist of some really professional artists, and I'm ready to help this person with their I don't know, routine, or just with some organization stuff, because I want to understand how it works, how he or she doing their process, not only like creative process, how work their organization, like even if only one person. And I really can be an assistant of an artist, for example, and I kind of want something like this. But also I think no, it's not, I don't know, it's not like my level of work maybe, and this is hard to try to understand where I can find this type of job, and am I ready for this job, or I'm too, I know, fancy for that? Like, no, I'm an art director. I have my own startup, and Or maybe I need to walk with dogs because I like dogs. And maybe I need to meet new people through the dogs.
I think you just need all of this. You need like your own business. You need to be an assistant of some person. You need to walk dogs.
Artist.
Like whatever. This world all about like, you know, flexibility, agile, being agile.
Yeah, but I can't, for example, I can't be a babysitter because I'm not good with kids, like other kids.
I don't think you need to be good at it. Like, you just, like, whatever.
Try.
You know? Yeah.
Okay. 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 Yeah, and I can't do something by my hand, and I can't, I know, build something or fix something, but I think this, and I also, I can be a driver, a taxi driver, because I have no driving lessons, and it's not my way, yeah? But I have a lot of other ways, and it's so crazy field of different options, and it looks like, wow, I have so many options. But also, it looks like, wow, it's so hard to find something that I'm really can and ready to do.
Mm-hmm. I think it's it's okay that you feel overwhelmed by all possibilities, yeah, but like if you feel overwhelmed and you do nothing, like nothing will happen, like nothing is going to happen, like for sure.
It means that I am dumb?
Some person dumb, yeah, but if you like go if you find something to learn, yeah, to study, mm-hmm. and you just go there, it's already some process, yeah, and during this process you just find some husband, I don't know, or artist.
Always.
Or artist, yeah, and you can be an assistant, and then you just like get all experience and
and start my own career.
Yes.
The new one.
You just will like you can copy this artist and just take a part of his.
I do not want to copy their style or their art. I want to copy their system of because I can't understand how it works like a work. I can understand how it works like creative process, but like
some
it's hard.
Famous person, famous artist once said something about that good artist create and great artist copy, right?
No, it's not just copy. It's something close, but no, it's it's like steal like an artist, yeah?
Steal, kill, something like that, yeah.
Killing, chilling, yeah.
Yeah. So what's like? What's the conclusion all of this, Claudia?
There are no conclusion. I'm in the middle of the road on my way right now.
I think you're junior right now. <Badum-ts>.
Yeah, and my journey is only started. And I have so many questions and have so many thoughts. And I have a lot of energy and confidence, but also I'm so unconfident right now, and I think it's a really interesting time, but I think it's a hard time, hard times.
Yeah.
So hope you feel better and you have a lot
Me?
Of, I don't know, yeah.
Jesus Christ, just because you like struggling, I should feel better?
No, I
actually I feel
that...
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, because you have your
money
stability the confidence of your today and tomorrow, maybe not next year, but you're okay.
I have a
right
strong
now.
base, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just
okay.
Strong base,
okay.
And I can build upon this base. Yeah, you don't have this base.
Okay.
You're just looking for.
Wow!
It.
Wow! Why? I have a lot of experience and a lot of ideas and creativity. I'm super strong base.
Okay. You have 6 months. Yeah, because like average period of looking for something is 6 months, and we will check on you in 6 months, Claudia. And it will show how strong is your base. Drum.
Okay.
Base, I don't know.
Basement.
Or maybe we will find you in some basement, yeah, in Portugal.
Maybe in the UK and with husband.
Jesus Christ, that would be awesome.
Okay. Yeah, but yeah, this is it. This is my thoughts for this week. And I hope that someone, feel the same or just have the same thoughts or the same period. But if not, I'm okay. I can be in this way by my own. And what is your thoughts on, topic of this week, of this month, of this day?
Yeah. Okay, I just remembered that also I should have said in the beginning that, like, on Spotify, we have, first of all, on Apple Podcast, chapters won't work. And on Spotify, we have, like, questions and polls after each episode. And no one, like, answers. No one writes, like, something. Jesus Christ, people, do that. And, like, you should say it in the beginning of the next episode. Just remember, Claudia, okay?
Okay.
It will be your homework.
Okay, thank you. So, what is your topic for this chapter?
I don't have topic. Just, like, I wanna plug my, I don't know how to say it, my achievements from this week. And two news. First of all, a long time ago I was on Instagram and someone shared in stories a picture, and on this picture there's like A4 page, like, office
horizontal
piece of sheet on the wall, and print on this page is like at the top word missing, then a photo of an Indian guy with a mustache. Mustache.
Yeah.
With hairs under his nose. And like you look at this picture and you're just like, this guy is missing. Yeah, like he disappeared. But at the bottom with a much smaller font, it's written "you so much." Yeah, and you read it like "missing you so much." And I was like, man, I should like copy that. Yeah. I should steal it like an artist, you know? Unfortunately, it's not an original idea, yes, but it's so fucking awesome. I love like dead jokes. Yeah, you know, I have Telegram bot. Also, I plug my Telegram bot with dead jokes. Anyway, and like this is like a dead joke because you have pun, yeah, like missing, and then a pun, you so much. So I was at the office at first day, and at the end of the day, I was passing the printers, the corner with printers, and I remembered this thing, and I'm like, man, this is my like time, and I've done the same with my picture, yeah, and I printed it, and I thought initially that I will paste it like somewhere on the wall at my house, at my apartment. I don't live in a house, unfortunately.
Flat,
yes. But when I was going home, like I decided,
on your way,
well, people, like the world should see it, right? But I was like a little bit scared, but then I thought,
and unconfident.
Yes, I thought, Jesus, man, you're not a pussy, right? Or you pussy. And I'm not a pussy. Yeah, because, I came home, got glue, super glue. Yeah, and I went outside and I glued this to the wall, like somewhere near my house. Where my apartment is, yeah. And that was cool. Yeah, that was cool. I get a lot of replies on Instagram because, of course, I've shared it. And it was on Thursday.
You are street art artist. Street artist. Yeah, right now.
Yes, it's in my CV after that.
Maybe I need to be your assistant.
No, I work like, you know, alone, and you are not my level yet. You should study a lot.
But I already have a super glue and I use it on my artworks about ocean.
It's not about super glue, Claudia. It's about super creativity, you know?
No, super glue is connected with super creativity. It's really part of your creativity. Everyone's creativity. Super glue, it's really important.
Yes, but you have just scanner, right? You don't have a printer.
Have printer.
Jesus Christ. Okay. I will think about that.
And super glue.
Okay. It was on Thursday. Today is Sunday. We recorded it on Sunday. And I went outside. And it's gone. It's gone, you know? Like...
The government against your art?
I don't know. Like, I think some... It might be like a man or a woman. Yeah. And they looked at my picture, at my photo, and they thought, Jesus Christ, this young man is super handsome. And like my husband or I am, yeah, I'm not that good as this person. And because they envy me, right? They just tear apart this. Which is a pity. Yes. That's what do you think about, do you like the joke?
Yes.
Awesome. That's
and
only
I like
thing.
That how confident you are in this process, actually. That you really print your face, your picture. It's not the your art, it's literally you, picture of you. And you really left it on the street and everyone can find you. Or I don't know. And it's so brave that you like, I'm not the anonymous author, artist.
Yeah.
I can be face to face with you, with my audience, with just random audience. And yeah. It's really brave, and as an artist, I have some already started projects, like art projects and art ideas. That some of them in progress, some of them just an ideas, and I have one with. And this artwork consists of few parts, the photos, then design poster, and then only in one of my ideas, I should put it on the walls, on the street, because it's about street, it's actually about market, and I want, it's a long story short, I can't tell it short, because of this, it's just long story, sorry. We haven't enough time for that. Yeah, and even when I'm thinking about that, I should take a glue and go on the streets and put it on the wall. I'm like, am I okay? Is it okay? No? Are you sure, Claudia? Maybe No, because maybe it's not good for, I don't know, for street or
yeah.
And I'm not in this part of artists who can be a street artist, like tag something, paint something, or just do something like illegal. But yeah, and I really proud of you right now, how fast you make it real, like your idea and then realization. It's really short way.
That's the point.
It's just one day.
That's the point. Mm-hmm. The more you're thinking mm-hmm. about that, the more like scary or freaked out you become, you know?
Yeah. Overthinking, it's me. It's my thing.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah. And yeah, of course, someone just fall in love of your art and especially your photo and just want to, I don't know, frame it and just bring to home and put near the bed and just like, okay, this is my favorite person. I do not know you, but I'm falling in love.
Yeah, maybe they took it to the police, you know. I don't know. And
or to the museum.
I found out that this is kind of like a really cool experience. Yeah, all this thing with gluing it to the wall and so on, but also like this process it continues, yeah, because it's a new I don't know, branch, yeah, because it's gone and I'm creating so many possibilities what happened actually. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is cool. Anyway,
yeah, I think you should print it more times and make more copies of this, and you can be the Lithuanian Henry, you know.
Okay, I thought more about Banksy, but yeah, Henry also. Okay, who is Henry, Claudia?
Who is fucking Henry? I added in our short notes too.
Okay, it's a street artist from Lisbon, Portugal. Okay, another thing. I recorded a mix.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Why? What was the reason?
On Friday, it was a public holiday in Lithuania, and mm-hmm. it was a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah, I had legal rights to do nothing, like, yeah, kind of nothing. And I had a playlist on Spotify where I put tracks there.
Collect. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, it was super cool and kind of easy. I think that it's really good. And yeah, I highly recommend to listen to that, and I'll add it to the show notes and to our Telegram.
What this mix about? It's like party, dance, rave mix, or it's a chill mix for the, I don't know, for picnic, for Saturday picnic with friends, or just chill mix for before bed time, like before you're going to sleep.
I would say it's universal. It's universal. Yeah, you can okay. do anything like with it. I think the like the main thing that's cool doing with this is to bring something and to like glue it on the street, on the street walls, you know. So when mm-hmm. you will do that, just mm-hmm. listen to this mix.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, what's next? Apple Vision Pro. Of course, we can't go without tech stuff. Do you know about Apple Vision Pro?
Yeah.
Have you seen this on TikTok?
It's your achievement of this week. What are we talking about right now?
Okay. Two things before. It was something about me. creative part of my life that I let into my life this week.
Yeah, but I think the third can be like something about your bot, about jokes. It's because you make something new in that part too, but now you're like Apple Vision Pro.
Okay. Okay. I have a bot, Telegram bot, that sends dead jokes. Yeah. And another iteration of that I added text to speech with OpenAI. Mm-hmm. And now.
Sam Altman, thank you.
A super cool voice tells jokes there. Yeah. Anyway, Vision Pro.
Okay. If you really want to talk about it, okay.
Do you know something? What do you know about Apple Vision Pro?
That it is kind of heavy right now.
Okay, but what is it in general, right?
It's a like computer on your eyes, and it's AR, VR. I have forgot what the difference. Yeah, but it's no. They can add something in your reality during this this eyeglasses. Yeah, glasses.
Yes. So all other companies call this augmented reality or virtual reality headsets.
Yeah.
Apple calls it spatial computing because Apple names everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you didn't see any reviews, right? You just...
I saw some TikToks. I saw some
of people just going memes in the streets, right?
No, not only memes, but yeah, I saw a lot of memes about it. Like Apple Vision Pro, it's a normal life in Italy. Like people always do something with their hands when they just walk, talk, and something. They always in Apple Vision Pro. Finally, the world know. Yeah, and I saw the videos when someone tries Apple Vision Pro on their dog, and the dog like, what? And they try to use their paws. The dog owner tried to help dog, just use their paws. Yeah, and I saw some reviews. I heard some reviews that and my main conclusion that it's really great and this is the future, but for now it's just starting and we need to wait a year or 2 years because right now it's really heavy
and expensive.
Money, who cares?
Just $3,500. Jesus Christ. Yeah,
but it's great. It's really great. Yeah, we live in this world finally. Yeah,
like the fact like Facebook does this VR thing for a long time and they have a huge library. Yeah, like many companies, they bought a lot of studios who make apps for VR and games. Yeah, and their headset, like the last one, MetaQuest 3, it costs 7 times less than Apple Vision Pro, like $500. And it's really cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so just the fact that Apple comes into this space, it just means that a lot of ordinary people will learn about VR, AR and this thing, and it just will become more common. It will like attract a lot of investment, and it just will become more cheaper, cooler, and it just competition is great. And just right now Meta, which is Facebook, they don't have competition, and Apple comes into the game, and this is awesome. Anyway, if you don't know anything about Vision Pro, just go to YouTube and we will attach something into the show notes. And the last thing I want to talk is...
Lot of things.
OpenAI Sora model. Do you know what is it?
No.
Have you seen the news that Apple OpenAI introduced the model for generating videos from text?
No.
For real?
Yeah, I do not. I'm started my startup school from Google last month, and they talk a lot about different AI models and programs, and they show some which works with video, and they can transcript the video, work with this, create a text, create a scenario of any video, make it like short explanation what's happened, and yeah, but I don't know, I heard about this type of models, but I do not know the news about OpenAI and their new model.
Have you seen a video of Will Smith eating spaghetti, which was generated by not OpenAI, but just AI, some AI?
No.
It just like, I will show it to you later, yeah, and I will add to show notes, but it just like, it resembles of Will Smith, but it's a mutant and there is a lot of like transformations, you know, and it just looks horrible.
I saw some videos of generated videos, with celebrities or something, and it looks like it's like a lot of pictures which moving. It's not a real.
Claudia, can you open the link that I've sent you?
Yeah, one second. Yeah, creating video from text. Yes?
Yes, and we will share this link with you. Also, just scroll a bit down, and you should see a woman in a black dress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the red dress.
Yeah, black jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
So...
Yeah, it's Asian capital, Tokyo, okay. A stylish woman walks down a Tokyo street filled with warm growing neon and animated city signage. Yeah. She wears a black leather jacket and long red dress and a black boots. Yeah, it sounds like this. Oh, and actually she has not the best skin.
Like... Anyway, just it was like Claudia just read aloud the prompt. Yeah.
Yeah.
How cool is that, Claudia?
It's pretty cool. This is a little bit slow, but it's wow.
It's amazing. If you don't tell a person that this is generated by AI, like you need to be super attentive to like notice some strange things.
Yeah, and I just scroll to the right and swipe right, I don't know, fourth of this, when with a lighthouse and ocean, it sounds
drone
like
shot.
It sounds like every single video from Portugal, it's so real. It's so real. It looks super normal.
Yes. It's just like it was shot on a drone. Yeah. And the crazy thing that you don't need a drone anymore, you know? You just need words. And this is crazy. And just like I highly encourage everyone to follow the link or just Google OpenAI Sora. Sora, and this is crazy shit, like, and this is scary shit, because like the leap from everybody else is super huge. It's like, yeah, and OpenAI don't open this to anyone. Yeah, of course they need to do a lot of research with the red team. The red team is the team who checks all possibilities how to like jailbreak this thing and make this to do an appropriate stuff, and they need to be sure that it's safe, and they even have like a tab at the top, safety capability safety research. And like there is examples, the fifth example, number five, animation with the like a creature and like the motion of this creature, like eyes, eyebrows, it just
it's just a text prompt. It's crazy that it's just a text prompt without any mood boards references. I don't know, there I feel that it needs the more like steps between text and the final videos, like text goes to pictures, then you're like, yeah, it's okay, or no, just fix it, or and then you like animate it. But wow, it's so easy if it's just two sentences and you already have the result, like pretty, it's more than enough. Actually, this result not just pretty cool, it's more than enough.
I just imagine how many creative people, like ourselves, for example, right? Artists, quote unquote,
lose their jobs.
No, like right now,
have more opportunities.
For example, to create a movie, you just you can't, because you need like devices, people, money.
But you know this trend that a lot of directors and in whole industry there are trend to analog techniques or something. Yeah, they just use an old cameras, the I don't know, the cameras with not digital cameras.
I don't understand. Like what's your point?
The in that industry already has a lot of modern techniques and
no. I was saying like imagine a person, a student, for example, or some random guy from a factory, or like some waitress, I don't know. But this person is creative, but to create their own movie or animated series or like short, they need education, they need skills to create animation, or lighting or light, they need devices like cameras and so on. But with this tool, they just could have an idea of some world, for example, like a Harry Potter world, and they need just text, and also we have so many books, that wasn't that like we don't have movies that was created by the story of this book or stories, and with this tool you just put your book or put your story to this machine and it generate you a visual representation, like just this is
There are more options, but I think in the real market it's not enough. It's just cool for start and for but who knows, maybe it become normal.
Just like Claudia,
professional.
What you see right now, it's like the worst as this technology will be, you know?
No, it's the best that they can make with this technology. Of course, they want to develop this technology and make it better. But for now, it's the best that they can make.
It's the worst that we will have. Because in the future, it will
of course,
develop itself. And if this is the worst, man, like in the future, I don't know, maybe even like Hollywood, you know, they won't need any more like I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyway, just check these people. This is mind blowing. Anyway, okay. I think we can stop here. Yeah, and just hope for the best that our jobs won't be taken by AI. Yeah, and yeah, as you might know, the next step in our podcast is Takes, where we share our popular opinion about
unpopular.
Okay, your unpopular, my popular. Yeah, so let's go to Takes.
Let's go.
So, Claudia, what's your take for today?
I think that cooking is pretty easy and everyone can cook, and it's super stupid when person said that I can't cook, I do not know how to cook, I do not know how to cook, I need to learn how to cook or something. It's pretty easy and everyone can cook. Cooking is easy. This is my take.
Okay, just one short question, and I hope it mm-hmm. will be short answer.
Yeah.
Do you mean, like, by can, you mean able to, or you mean can? If a person never made a meal before, right? Is
yeah,
person still can figure out how to make an, I don't know, like what?
Yeah, but I mean that I understood your question, and I know a lot of people who's like, I can cook, and this is like something special. Like, I know how to cook. I can cook, I can sing, I can paint, like I learn how to, yeah, you know, okay. It's this like skill, I can cook, but everyone can, and people who said like, I can't cook, I do not know how to cook, I think that it's stupid and it's not real, because everyone can. And okay. It's not so hard. This is my take. Okay. Cooking is for everyone.
If you ever said that you can't cook, you're fucking stupid.
You do not write.
Nice take.
You can. I mean, you can.
You're wrong. Just you're wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
I can cook personally. I can cook, so yeah. I'm not stupid. Just so you know. Claudia, can you cook?
Everyone can. Everyone can.
Okay.
Me.
Everyone.
Even
can.
Me.
Even you. Okay. No, I'm not sure, but okay.
Fuck you.
Fuck me.
So.
Blame me.
What the guy? So, what about you? Your take for today?
My take. I saw people who use MacBooks with a mouse, like just a MacBook, yeah. You know, without external yeah. monitor, like people in cafes, like they have a MacBook and they have a mm-hmm. mouse near them, and it's not Magic Mouse,
but
even
maybe
if
it's the same, like another notebook, the laptop, it works with, or your question only for people who use MacBook and mouse, or any laptop and mouse?
Now I'm talking about MacBook specifically.
Okay.
Because
I don't know why it's specifically okay.
I can understand why people could use a mouse with the Windows machines. Yeah, because mm-hmm. trackpads might be not that good, but nowadays they also almost as good as MacBooks. But mm-hmm. okay, I might understand it. But with MacBook, MacBooks have an exceptional trackpads, yeah? And I just don't understand why would people bring...
Yeah, and actually you can buy only trackpad for your iMac, for example, yeah? This stuff, it's so fun. I saw some... This, like, my friend had the iMac at home, and he has a big trackpad for his iMac. And I'm like, what? And he's like, no. So fun.
Yeah, it has advantages. But yeah, anyway, like, my take is that it's stupid. Yeah, like, you should not use a mouse with MacBook, like, if you're just using MacBook. If you have an external display and your Mac is on some, like, thing, you know, and you just have... I have this setup where I have MacBook external display and my MacBook on some special thing. I don't know how to call that. And I have a keyboard.
Like pedestal, like the...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I have a magic mouse and I have a keyboard. Uh-huh. And everything is Bluetooth without wires. Okay. And that's cool. Yeah. That's my take.
Okay, I'm not agree because I think for some people it's really way more... comfortable to use, do not use trackpad, even if it's so great and good. I think it depends on what they really do, because I know a lot of designers and architects who need to work with, I don't know, the plans and details, and they need another type of connection with buttons and I don't know. But yeah, I prefer do not use them. Computer mouse with any laptop, actually. And but yeah, and yeah, for me it looks like way more organic do not use the computer mouse with. But it's not stupid when people just use it. Stupid is no cooking.
Okay, got it. Awesome. And now is a super great time to go to Marshmallow's part, yeah, where we ask each other stupid questions, just stupid questions, right?
Marshmallow, yeah, and yeah!
Let's go! So, Claudia, please give me so desirable marshmallow.
Desirable marshmallow. So, I want you to choose. Again, there are two options. First of all, you will... you can be at every single concert of your favorite musician. Like... if you do not want to be a part of it, you can skip it. But if you want, you can be in every city, in every stadium, in every single close event where your favorite artist perform, if you want. But in that case, you can't hear his music, like, not in real life. Like... Not on your headphones, on Spotify, on Apple Music, like, no.
Okay.
He's not exist in your life, only on his concerts. Or you will never be on the concert of your favorite band, artist, or someone, but... you can be the first listener of their new music. Like, you have exclusive rights to hear it first, before publication, before launch, before... And you're like, if you do not want, you can skip it and listen with everyone. But you have, like, extra bonus of... because you're the best fan.
Okay, I got it. I think that I just choose the second option, and it's not just because I want to be the first. I just want to have ability to stream music, you know, because, like, the first option lack
but
this ability.
No concerts at all, like no, you have no option to feel it in real life.
I think that it doesn't matter, you know, because like I don't see the point of concerts because,
because
an artist,
yeah, it's, like,
it's not the perform. Of course, I know like there can be decorations and dancing and stuff like that, but look at the teddy bear who is.
You mean Ed Sheeran?
Yes. Yes, he just standing there with a guitar. Yes, like he's standing there for 40 hours straight. Yeah, but you know, just with the guitar. So, yeah, I think concerts. I don't know why.
Yeah, okay, it's the difference. Okay, yeah. I already we already talked about this. On it was one of my take that music festival. It's not about music. It's like about atmosphere and all this stuff.
Yeah.
About drugs, of course. But for me, this question is really hard because I have in my life experience, I had a lot of favorite artists through all my life, and when I been on their live shows, it was the best thing of our connection with this artist, because I'm like, whoa. And I'm still have one of my favorite artists is Kanye West, and I never been on his show, and sometimes he performs something and I'm like, I want to die. I'm ready to sell my soul for this. for this life, for, and maybe in that case with Kanye West, I really choose option to never hear his music, like stream it, but be there, because I really ready
what
to die.
What fan are you, like, just seeing him? Okay, it will be several times, yeah, because like throughout his
and
life,
every performance it's unique. Every performance is unique because it's live.
Yeah.
It's
but
not just a...
imagine just Kanye West. He's not a stable person, you know.
Yeah.
Tomorrow he can say like, "Fuck it, I will never perform again." And you just you will know.
Actually, right now he has no tours, he has no concerts for 5 years or something, and he never came to, like, he was in Europe like 10 years ago with concert, and I'm like, I need to go to America only for Kanye concert.
Jesus
but
Christ.
Actually, he can cancel it, and I have no chance. But sometimes he's like, I have this close perform, and I'm ready to sell my soul for this place.
Jesus Christ. Why are we here and Kanye West is not? I mean, he knows shit, you know?
Yeah, but during the COVID, once he said that he wants to move to London and start their Sunday service in London. And I'm like,
yeah,
that's the dream. I'm going to die right now. It was like my dream, my most unreal dream. But he's still in America.
Yeah, it was
alive.
Just one of his unreal statements that he made a lot on Twitter. By the way,
okay.
Kanye West has released a new album. We don't talk about it, Claudia. We just say that he released a new album and we attach a link there. If people didn't hear,
and actually he's going to perform next month. Oh no, next week on Rome, and I'm like, why I'm here? Maybe I need to. I don't know. Our last episode, we have a cool story about how to cross the border illegally, and I'm like, maybe it's for me. Maybe I'm ready. Maybe
just find some dodgy Mexican people.
Yeah, and go to Rome.
Yeah.
Illegal right now, because Kanye has a show there. in Rome and in Milan next week. And I'm like, my life is not enough. I need all the
Yeah, your life sucks. Like, literally, Claudia. Just
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, and because of this thought, I'm not ready to talk about album because it's too hard for me right now.
I'm really glad that you can talk about the album.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Your answer. So, what about you? Your marshmallow?
Well, my marshmallow for you for today. Well, Claudia, from this day on, you can go to cinema, watch plays, go to music festivals, concerts. Yeah, just you can't. The only performance thing you can go is, and you must choose, right? The only thing you can go to.
Only like type of event.
Yes.
Okay, I can choose festivals or
no,
like concerts.
I didn't
or theater.
Say no. Like you can go to cinema, you can go watch plays in theaters, you can go. And you can choose only opera or ballet.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Of course ballet. Of course ballet. I hate opera. I hate opera. I do not understand opera at all. And I like ballet. Yeah. It's okay. I like dancing. And they have a beautiful dresses and the plot. I can understand the plot during the ballet show.
Mm-hmm.
And on opera, I do not feel it. And it's not for me. Yeah.
Maybe you feel it, but it's too much of a feelings, you know?
yeah, I'm not enough. Yeah, I'm, of course, I'm a blue blood, but not so blue.
Okay, got it. Yeah, so we know a little bit more about you, Claudia, and it's getting a bit easier to steal your personality. What
do you prefer?
I haven't seen ballet, and I haven't heard, I haven't attend an opera. Yeah.
Why?
So I can choose, but I think I will go with your experience and I'll choose ballet.
Why you live in St. Petersburg a lot years.
I just don't understand
why
would people spend their lifetime, which is like it's not eternal, like it.
But it's so
it
cool
end.
That in our life we have so many options how to spend this time and have so many options. I've been in opera in Kyiv because I'm like, oh, today it's an opera day. Why?
Claudia,
I need to.
People are different. Yeah.
Okay. You should try. I think you should try. Please say to me that
try. I just hope that when we will sail on a liner, they
uh-huh.
will have an opera and a ballet, and we will
uh-huh.
go.
Okay,
there
maybe
and visit
this on
stuff.
This liner, they also will have a Kanye West show, maybe.
Yeah, or
it
maybe just Kanye West
of
without show, and we just, you know. Anyway,
no, I need a show.
That's been it.
I need a show.
Yeah, let's wrap up because it was a long preparation for this episode and it was a long episode.
Yeah.
So thank you, Claudia. It was really cool. I wish you good luck with Kanye West. Yeah.
And my art career.
Nah. I think you will get it anyway without my luck. But with Kanye West, I wish you luck.
Yeah, I need it. Okay, thank you. And I want to thank you too. it's not real. I really want, but I can't.
okay.
I really want to
I'm
thank
okay with
you
it.
Too. I really want to say thank you too. And I wish you will, I don't know, have a luck with Apple Vision Pro. I think maybe tomorrow when you go to the office, you just found one on the street. And it was because of my luck.
Okay, good for me. Well, thank you, listeners, and see you in the next one. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
This podcast is produced by Claudio Go and Perio. Music by Mr. Smith.
I have ADHD and maybe depression and maybe dementia. And maybe this is a dream.
Listeners, we have technical difficulties because Claudia just fucking lost her marshmallow.